2 weeks ago, we thought about joy. Last week, we were thinking about patience. This week, we're thinking about peace. When we think about peace, we're tempted to think that peace is about the absence of things. It's the absence of conflict in our lives. That's a peaceful life. Or it's the absence of anxiety in our lives. That's a peaceful life. But while conflict and anxiety certainly disturb our peace, if we only ever think in these terms, we could be leading for very dull and unfulfilling lives, because you can have a life without conflict and a life without anxiety if you set yourself in perfect seclusion, keep away from everybody else, and just live on your own in peace and quiet. But that's not very fulfilling. In the Bible, the Hebrew word for peace is shalom. And when people thought about shalom, they didn't think about what was absent from their lives. They thought about what was present in their lives that made their lives rich, full, and meaningful. And this is the kind of peace that we need to think about whenever we read about peace in the Bible and when we think about the peace that God has on offer to us. Peace in the Bible is about a rich and full life, not about a quiet life. And it's all about wholeness. It's about wholeness in body, in mind, and in spirit. And it's all of those things coming together to make life as full and rich and meaningful as it possibly can be. We have peace when we live life to the very full in all aspects of our lives, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And peace is the harmony of all of these complex things in life all coming together and being integrated into a wonderful whole. And that peace will not be without anxieties, but it will be a peace that we can know despite anxieties. But the peace, the shalom that the Bible talks about, is more than this as well. Because we don't just live on our own with our body, mind, and spirit. We live with other people. We are surrounded by other people all of the time. And peace is not just about inner harmony, what's going on within our lives. It's about living in rich and meaningful relationships with those around us, with family, with friends, with neighbors, and with colleagues. Living in peace is about the kind of quality of relationships that we are able to enjoy. It's about how we deal with and address conflict in these relationships, not simply about avoiding all conflict. So living in peace is about this coming together of body, mind, and spirit within our own lives, but then it's also about living in rich and full relationships with other people, and particularly with people who are different from us, because that's when life becomes most fulfilling and most enriching. But even when we've talked about this, we haven't quite captured everything that's talked about as shalom in the Bible. Because we not only live with kind of people around us, we also live in a much bigger world where there are all sorts of people around us. And living in peace is more expansive than this. Because peace is at its best when we're living in a world where all are able to share in the richness and wholeness of life. So it's all about building strong communities that care for the weak, that look out for each other, and trying to make those communities throughout our world and in our society as strong as possible. That's when we can know and experience peace. Peace is about establishing justice in all of our dealings in the world. We cannot be at peace if there are people in our world who are not at peace because they are under oppression. And then it's about celebrating and encouraging and enabling freedom about making sure that everyone is able to enjoy the richness of life that is on offer in this world. And there is an ecological side to this as well, because living in harmony with one another is not enough. God is the creator of this world, and we're called to live in harmony with the whole of the created order. And so we will care for creation. And all of this is summed up with peace. Our diagram of what it means to live in peace has now become very full, very complex, and very busy. They say when you're doing PowerPoint presentations, only have two or three things on the screen at once. But we've got loads on the screen here, because in order to capture what peace is all about, that's how you have to hold it all together. This is the kind of peace that God offers. It's about a wholeness of life. It's about richness and fullness of relationships. And it's about a whole world seeking to live in harmony with one another. But of course, in this picture, we've even got something missing. And of course, the place that's missing is God. The God who has made this all possible. And there can be no peace for us without peace with God and peace in God. It's God who has set us in this world in order to live in this very rich and varied peace. He calls us to be partners with him in working for this vision of peace in the world. But God isn't only kind of surrounding us. We need to put God at the heart of us as well, because in the same way as he embraces all of this world, he also embraces each one of us and calls us to enter into a deep relationship with him. But peace with God isn't about hiving ourselves off, escaping from this world, sorting out about our relationship with God, and then letting everything else get on with it. The kind of peace that God offers has all of these different elements of our relationship with the world, all part and parcel of it. And this is the peace that he offers. But what about the brokenness? We know full well that the peace of our lives and of our world is broken. There is pain, there is conflict, there is anxiety. And wherever we go in our world, there is not the kind of peace that God has wanted. There is always something more, something richer that we can search for. And the brokenness is all around us, and it is all within us. The vision of peace is threatened all the time in our lives. But into this picture of the world comes the cross of Christ. In Jesus, we find God sharing the pain of the brokenness and the conflict of the world. He comes into the heart of our world and absorbs the pain and conflicts that threatens this vision of peace in order to rework peace from the inside out and to make that new peace possible. So in writing to the church in Ephesus, Paul gives one concrete example of the way in which Jesus has made it possible for us to live in peace. And it was the bringing together of Jews and Gentiles in the early church to live in harmony. Because through his death on the cross and through his resurrection, Paul says, Christ has made the two one. He has taken the conflict into himself and has enabled the two to come together. And Paul declares, for he, Christ, is our peace. He has made the two one. He has destroyed the dividing wall of hostility. In Jesus, we see the peacemaking God at work, taking upon himself the conflict and brokenness of our world in order to bring us all into that wonderful adventure, which is living in peace, and leading us into that way of peacemaking in the world that Jesus himself models for us. Christ is our peace. So know God's peace in your life and in your hearts. Know the peace that is all about this wholeness of body, mind, and spirit, all working in harmony and fullness together. Live your life to the full, embracing the fullness of life and the richness of relationships that God's gift of peace means for each one of us. Go into this world, and the peace of the Lord be with you.